Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Southern Gal Reads. My name is Wheezy, and today's episode is all about what I read in June and July. June was actually a really good reading month for me, especially coming off a gigantic reading slump. I read 11 books for a total of 3,521 pages, which averages out to be about 320 pages per book. Out of those 11 books, I gave 2 of them 5 stars, 1 of them 4 stars, 6 3 stars, and 2 books got a big old 1 star, which makes my monthly rating average 2.8 stars. And that's real low for me, but I usually don't have any 1-star ratings. And this month I had 2, so it makes the average plummet just a little bit. The first book I read in June was The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. I read this book when it first came out in 2008. I loved it, and then I reread the series as each of the movies came out, and then I just kind of forgot about it because movies kill books to me. And I like the Hunger Games movies, don't get me wrong, but there was so much stuff that they changed, and the characters didn't match the book descriptions, so I was kind of like meh about it for the last few years. But then I ended up watching the movies again, and I decided to read the books and compare, you know, book versus movie. I'm going to have an episode on that coming up in the next few months if that interests you. And I gave The Hunger Games 5 stars. It's still good, y'all. The other 5-star book I read in June was JoJo McCune's The Used to Be Best Friends by Dawn Quigley. This is about a 7-year-old Ojibwe girl who is dealing with school and friendships and just growing up in general. I love that this book had a lot of language lessons and that they're real kind of easily consumed for young kids. Dawn Quigley is a talented Indigenous writer, so definitely check out all of her other books and continue to support her future books. The next book I read was Spoiler Alert by Olivia Dade. I reread this one because I was approved for an ARC of the basically companion novel to this one called All the Feels. I stand by my original review of Spoiler Alert, especially the fact that the inserts of fan fiction between the chapters really weighed the book down and kind of stalled me out on reading until I finally just stopped reading the fan fiction blurbs. I gave it 3 stars again. And then I read All the Feels and I loved it. I think Dade had a better command of these characters, and their chemistry was great. I loved their romance, and I love the fact that the main female character is fat, and she's described as to be not conventionally beautiful. Several times it's talked about how her face is very beaky, and her face is very angular, and I think that's a really nice thing to see, because usually with fat main characters, especially with fat main characters who are female, authors are very quick to be like, but she had a beautiful face. And fat people in general just aren't allowed to be plain without being considered ugly. And I love that even Alex, the main male character, thinks that when he first meets her that she's really homely and kind of unattractive, but as they start falling in love, his perception of her changes, and her perception of him does the same, because she thinks he's this huge asshole. And that feels so realistic to me. The only thing I was very disappointed in, and this is obviously just a me thing, was the fact that the first book alluded to some serious pegging in the second book, and it never happened. We get a throwaway line about how they've done that, but nothing more. And call me dramatic all you want, but I spent 320 pages hoping for a peg and didn't get it, and that was pretty soul-crushing. I still gave all the feels 4 stars because it is a cute romance, and if you just like fat girls doing their things, maybe this is going to be the book for you too. The next 5 books are from a series, and I gave all of them 3 stars. I reread the first 5 books of the Suki Stackhouse series by Charlaine Harris, and they are Dead Until Dark, Living Dead in Dallas, Club Dead, Dead to the World, and Dead as a Doornail. Obviously, you can see the theme here, and they are about vampires and supernatural creatures. I'd hoped to finish the entire series in June, but I started a little too late, and I stalled out on the 6th book because the love interest in this book is bald, and I just cannot. And this is like no shade towards all you bad baldies out there, because y'all doing your thing. But it doesn't work for me, because whenever I hear or read... get myself tickled about a bald male character that is white being described in the book, all I can think about is Lex Luthor, and it's terrible, and I just can't work with it. And so I've stalled out, and like, it would be okay if like she would quit mentioning that he was bald and I could just overlook it, but it's literally every time he's on page she's like talking about his bald head, and I'm like, oh god. So, I was hoping to finish them in July. That also did not happen. And I will get to them. Maybe I'll just be like, put a wig on the book and it's fine. I do want to do an upcoming episode where I talk about them and how people view what I think of as cozy mystery romance. I'll go ahead and say that these were written by a white woman in the early 2000s. So if you decide to read them, do be aware that there's some major outdated language and a lot of weird, not quite body shaming, but stuff that kind of surprised me, since the author herself is fat. Like, she's obviously got some self-hate going on. They're entertaining for the most part, so just be cautious and make your own decisions about what you can tolerate in what you read. The last 2 books are also rereads, and they are going to tie in with my episode about the Suki Stackhouse books, and I gave both of these 1 stars. I reread 50 Shades of Grey and 50 Shades Darker by E.L. James with my friend Selena, and these books are even more terrible than I remember. I have pages of notes to rip into this one, but you'll have to wait until my library hold for the last book comes through, because I refuse to spend a dime on those books. I'm not one to judge anyone else's reading habits, but if you liked them, bless your heart, they're just not for me. And that is everything I read in June. July was a fantastic reading month for me. I ended up reading 19 books for a total of 4,552 pages, which averages out to be about 240 pages per book. Out of those 19 books, I gave 3 books 5 stars, 5 books 4 stars, 5 books 3 stars, 4 books 2 stars, 1 book 1 star, and I didn't rate one of them just because I read it as a joke, and it doesn't seem right to make fun of somebody's work when I went into it knowing that I was gonna be like, yeah, this is awful. And I know that sounds absolutely contradictory because I just talked about how I gave E.L. James's books 1 star, but I think if somebody writes something that is for fun and it's not problematic and it's not portraying abuse in a good light, then like there's just no reason to make fun of it. It was called Pleasured by the Pumpkin. So, you know, we're just getting our Halloween feels on a little early. And I'm not going to talk about my 2-star ratings either, because I really read those as a joke as well. Because somebody on the Monster Fucker Discord was like, look at these titles. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to read those. And my 1-star read was 50 Shades Free. The library came through, and I'm still planning an episode on that. And it's still a nightmare of a book. I'm going to try not to be giggly because I'm not ashamed of my reading habits. This month I read a lot of monster romance, and it's like my new thing, so y'all just prepare yourselves. I read 2 books by Avita Weiss this month, and those were Skin and Feed. I gave Skin 4 stars. This is a monster fucker romance between a woman and a gargoyle, and it's just as weird and wonderful as it sounds. I gave Feed 5 stars, and this is about a succubus who uses a monster service app, and she ends up being paired up with her boss, who is an emo fuckboy mothman named Pie, and I'm in love with them. So, Avita is writing a full-length book for these 2 characters, and I'm over the moon about that. The next book I read was A Lady of Rooksgrave Manor by Catherine Moon. This is about a young maid who is very sexual, and it's obviously very frowned upon, but she gets the opportunity of a lifetime when she's offered a position as a lady in what's basically a high-end brothel, and all of their clients are monsters. This is a reverse harem as well, so our main character has like 6 monster boyfriends, so she's really living her best life. I gave this 5 stars. I thought it was really well written. All of the characters have their own fleshed out personalities, and there's an awesome tentacle scene if you're nasty like me. So go read this. I love this book. The next book was Written, which is also written by Catherine Moon. This is about a coven of male witches, and they meet this woman who they want to join their coven, but she's all, I'm not a witch, and they're like, who cares, we want to bang. So I initially gave this 4 stars, but thinking back, it probably was only worth 3. I tried to read the next book in the series. I did not like it. It felt boring, and I was kind of over the main character at that point. And I don't want any judgment on this next one. I read Stalked by the Kraken by Lillian Lark. It's tentacles. It's great. It really has no plot other than tentacles. So I gave it 3 stars. I would 100% read it again just for the tentacles. Like, come on, y'all join me. Get on my level. I also read The Contract by Melanie Moreland. This is about a playboy boss who has to fake date and fake marry his secretary in order to land his dream job. And the man's a huge asshole. And I mean, the way he treats her is worse than bullying. Like, it's downright abuse. And somehow they turn it around in the end. But I was still like, I would have smothered that bitch in his sleep. He would not have done that to me. But I'm built different, I guess. I did give it 3 stars, but I'm not continuing with this series. The next two books were a series, and that's Lola and the Millionaires and Lola and the Millionaires 2. I don't know why Katie Robert didn't come up with a better name for the second book, but that's her business. These are my first Omegaverse books, and they are just as cringy as I imagined they would be, but I still strangely really enjoyed them. This series is about a young beta named Lola who had in the past been abused by a group of alphas, and she's scared of all alphas, but she meets this other beta who is in a pack. Because, you know, if you're scared of alphas, you definitely want to date someone who's in a pack with four of them. Yeah, common sense ain't that common, y'all. The sex scenes were great. I really loved Leo and Rake. But I think Katie was in over her head with the four alphas because I really lost track of them. And they didn't seem to have any real personality other than, like, maybe a physical character trait, like one was really big and one was French and one was like blonde or something, and then the other one was her boss who sort of called to mind RuPaul. I don't know, maybe that was just me. But they were really like easily confused and exchangeable. I could not keep them straight, and the connections just did not seem to be there. I think two alphas, maybe the French one and maybe the blonde one. I don't know. The blonde or the big one. I don't know their names. You can tell I did my research before I did this. I think two of the alphas and Rake and Leo would have been enough because all of the main chemistry was between Lola, Rake, and Leo. I think that would have been enough, but again, that's Katie Roberts' business and not mine. I gave them both 3 stars. I also reread Savannah Blues by Mary Kay Andrews. This is a 5-star comfort read about a 30-something divorced woman who loves antiques and yard sales, and she has a wild best friend and a new boyfriend, and I just love fun stories set in the South. I read a few horror novellas in July. The first was Things Have Gotten Worse Since We Last Spoke by Eric LaRocca. This is about two women who meet online and they form this really fast and really intense relationship, and things go downhill just as fast. I definitely wouldn't recommend this one if you have a weak stomach, but I did give it 3 stars. The next one I read was Tender as the Flesh by Augustina Basterica. This is about a society where animals are pretty much extinct because they were supposedly diseased and toxic to humans, and instead of becoming, you know, vegans, people decided to just eat each other, and there's human farming and human meat processing. This is another book that's not for the weak-stomached, but the twisted ending of this had me reeling, and I gave it 4 stars. The last book I want to talk about is Dead Inside by Chandler Morrison. This one was a lot to handle. I saw this on a TikTok about books that this particular creator had DNF'd because it was just too much for them to handle. And she is a horror reader, so I was like, okay, well, I wonder what her limits are. And I wish I would have just listened to her, to be honest. This one is about a necrophiliac who meets a woman who likes to eat dead babies, and they start this really terrible love affair, and it's gross. Like, that's the only thing I can say. It's a gross book, and there are major, major trigger warnings. I walked away from this being like, I probably need a shower. There's an especially terrible scene that involves an aborted fetus, and I do not recommend this one to anyone. I mean, if you're curious, go for it. You've been warned. It's terrible. I gave it 3 stars. I think the writing was, I don't know, the writing was okay, but I think that he relied really heavily on the shock value of what he was writing instead of, this is going to sound harsh, instead of actually making it a good story. And there's a really fine line in horror that you walk there. Like, is it good or is it just shocking? But I did give it 3 stars. I'm not saying check it out. You've been warned. That's on you. And that's it for this episode. Thank y'all so much for listening, and I hope y'all will come back real soon for another episode of Southern Gal Reads.